You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Guess what? Sickness can't cure sickness. It may attract initially, but eventually you'll see. Sickness cannot cure sickness. Somebody that healthy has to cure it. And veterans need to be around Jesus because only He can cure. I would invite you, veterans, if you're a veteran and you don't know the Lord and you're dealing with issues, come to Jesus just as you are. The power of the blood will wash away your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And God has benefits for you. The nation has benefits for you. And we can get you plugged in.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Let Us Honor Our Vets. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 14.
In the physical, God not only has His Spirit around America, but He's put human beings around our borders that are the hedge of our nation. If you take them away, foreign entities will come in and rip us up. If you take them away, you will see bombs bursting in our cities. If they take them away, you will see unique submarines off the borders of our nation that can drop atomic bombs on cities, and you will see them destroyed just because they don't like America. And it is the men and women who are on their job, the intelligence that we have, that get up every day when they don't feel like it and they can't smoke marijuana. They'll get fired. When I was about to get out of the military, I had an E-8 in my life, and he was a good man. He was about to become an E-7, and he was about to become an E-8 right before he retired. And he went home and had a marijuana party. And when he got back, I don't know why, they gave him a piss test, they call it. They gave him a urinalysis, and he popped positive. They bust him all the way down. Listen to what I'm saying. They bust the man. The man had 19 years plus. They bust him all the way down to like less than a sergeant, less than an E5, and kicked him out with no retirement. Is that fair? I would say no. But you know when you sign up that you can't live like everybody, and you can't be sewn together with common thread when you've been cut from a different cloth. You got to know what kind of lace you are, and what kind of value you have. Everybody can't sew themselves to you. You're not like everybody. God from Zion, you have sworn to an oath that you're going to stand your post. And whether they like you or not, whether they call you baby killer or not and spit on you, I don't know why America today is putting mics before service people and say, tell us what you feel, because your job is to be a fence. You're not to give me your opinion. You signed up to protect and defend against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that's what we're holding you to. That's why we honor you, because you hold up to that oath. Thank you, Lord. And that's why I challenge all servicemen, rise up. Stop looking at the tabloids, because some of them in the nation don't like you. But that shouldn't depend. That shouldn't cause you to stand on your post or not. You took an oath. Thank you, Lord. And when you take an oath, that should be the thing that you live by. And we're going to honor you as you keep your oath. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I came back from Okinawa, and when we landed in Los Angeles, people were talking all kind of noise, walking up to us, saying stuff to the Marines. And everybody was walking silently, just silently in the airport. People were cussing and saying things like that. And I said to my troops, don't you say a word. Don't say one word. Your job is to keep your face set like a flint And that's what they did. Walk silently. Because that's what we do. You're not to get caught up with the affairs of this life. And those of us that are believers and we're part of the army, you got to close your ear off to what the world is saying. When you walk down the corridors, you're not supposed to be listening to what they say. You are on a mission. Words can twist you. And you can turn off words at the vestibule of your heart so it doesn't get to your inner ear. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Why would you go through boot? Why would you go through all of that hell where they strip you all the way down, but you can't handle words? Why would he save you and give his blood and sacrifice it and he wash away all your sins, but you can't handle what they're saying? You rise above it. You're cut from a different cloth. Glory to God. God will give you the grace to handle it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No serviceman can take their guns and walk in and blow everybody down because your feelings hurt. Your job is to, you got to harness it. You got to work with it. And then you do that. That's the discipline that we have. Thank you, Lord. You only use that force necessary to quell the issue. You don't overkill with it, overboard with your anger. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I don't know who that was for, but I need to say it. Servicemen are dealing with things. Veterans are dealing with unemployment. Relationships with themselves. They don't like looking at themselves in the mirror because they have things that they've endured, their families have endured, even at their own cause. And it's hard to look at self. There are servicemen that did things and they never got caught. There are servicemen that have hurt people and they were civilians because they were angry on the battlefield and they never got caught. It's hard to deal with themselves. There's a colony of veterans in this community that are homeless. They don't have a place to go. They tie up with women and some of them are hooked on drugs. The ladies see a check, get tied up. Next thing you know, everybody is under a bridge, including the children. They need help. They need help, a systematic way of helping. In our seminar, we're going to give them inroads. We're going to start helping them to get the help they need. Many veterans have physical handicaps, strong hearts, but physical handicaps, even mental health issues. They've seen things. They've seen bodies burst, fragmented, and have to put them back together using dental records. They've seen people burn physically and have to put them back together. You think your trauma is great? Well, think about a vet and think about what their spouses have to deal with. Some vets are like the Wolverine. When they get mad, bones come out of their knuckles. Wake up screaming. Oh! Phantoms following veterans. And they need our help. Veterans have brain injuries. Bombs have bursted so much around them that the brain hemorrhages. They lose jobs easier than you. I know it's easy for you to keep yours, but sometimes loud noises bother them. Or if too many people gather around them, they can't handle it. They have to shift. Some of them are called patrons, but they don't feel like it. Or heroes, but they never feel like it. I believe God wants me to show you and tell you that we should love and honor our vets and show them love. I'm a part of the covering council of a church in this community called the Veterans Church. This is a church of veterans. And it's hard for hurting hearts to heal hurting hearts. Most veterans will gather to pour into each other, but a hurting heart can't cure a hurting heart. I think it was Martin Luther King says, darkness can't cure darkness, only light can. Guess what? Sickness can't cure sickness. It may attract initially, but eventually you'll see. Sickness cannot cure sickness. Somebody that healthy has to cure it. And veterans need to be around Jesus because only he can cure. I would invite you, veterans, if you're a veteran and you don't know the Lord and you're dealing with issues, come to Jesus just as you are. The power of the blood will wash away your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And God has benefits for you. The nation has benefits for you. And we can get you plugged in. It's hard to imagine a place where people could not practice their faith. It's hard to imagine a place where we could not gather in a sanctuary and give God the glory. It's hard to imagine a place where women were raped every night openly. Openly. The reason why these things don't happen is not because you got a gun. It's because we have protection. Our law enforcement are in place and we have a military. If you move it away, I don't care how many guns you got, you will see what's happening in every other nation that don't have a fence. The strongest will survive. If there's any weakness, you will be taken advantage of. Well, Bishop, I'm strong. Good. Give yourself 15 years. And let's see where you are then. We all need protection. And we need somebody that's standing at a gate that says, not on my watch. Thank you, Jesus. The next time you drive by Patrick Space Force station, look at that soldier or that airman or woman and say, Lord, thank you. Some of them were there all night. If they fall asleep, they will get busted. In other words, they will get taken. Money will be taken away from them. I worked in security at the Cape for 10 years straight, midnight shift. And one of the things that was very hard about that is that if you fell asleep like this, that's 20 days no pay. Just doing like this. Now, you may think that's easy, you know, or that, oh, you couldn't do that. You stay up all day or sleep all day and nothing's going on. Nothing's happening. And all of a sudden you get this thing, man. You got to stand up, because if you ever bow your head and somebody walk up on you like that, that's 20 days no pay at all. You got a house payment? You got a car payment? Can you afford that just from batting your eye for 3 seconds? You may think it's easy, but it's not. And what God did for me during that time is caused me to have an insatiable appetite for the word. So instead of trying to fight sleep, I had this appetite for word. I couldn't get enough. Like I could eat it, but I couldn't get enough. And he kept me alive that way. I could preach on a Sunday morning and Sunday night and then go to work and stay up all night. There's no man that can do that week after week unless God is with him. That's why I give him praise. And even now, I'm the night owl. I can stay up all night talking. I'm the night rider. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, God. I can get in a conversation and laugh. I shut it off, but I have the ability to do it. Thank you, Lord. The night rider in Palm Bay. That's right. You have to be able to focus. I say you have to be able to what?
Focus.
You got to be able to focus. And the reason I'm able to focus is because I had a threat in my life. 20 days, no pay if you fall asleep. That'll wake you up. That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You ever wonder why does God have you on certain paths? Like, why would you have to go through this? I walked on bosses that will report on me if I'm asleep and they sleep. But let me go to sleep. I'm getting reported. Because I stand on guard. My stuff is essential. When veterans serve the country, they sacrifice more than their time. Sometimes they sacrifice their relationship with children, relationship with spouses. TDY kills you. TDY. Temporary, what is it? Duty? Temporary duty? Yes. Thank you, Lord. So we celebrate veterans. I have some scripture that I want to pass past you. For the men and women that sacrifice and put their lives at risk, that abandon comfort for themselves, that underwent trials that they can speak about and trials that they can't speak about, in and out of the country. Many veterans have people that have died. They have died. Tragic deaths. I remember a friend of mine who passed away from a drunk driver. He wasn't driving this time, but he was drinking. And he didn't put on his seatbelt. And when his car crashed, he was thrown out and the vehicle rolled over on top of him. His name was Freddie from North Carolina, same age. Cool, smooth operator. Sade type man. Smooth operator. Bow leg, cool, laid back, slender, powerful, feral, like muscular but slender. Hat wearing, sweaters, turtleneck, jewelry, polished shoes, was flipped with the tongue, knew how to talk, knew when to speak at 20 years old. One problem, alcoholism. He said, Lamar, come home with me, man. I said, well, I don't like to travel during holidays. There's a lot of accidents. He said, well, come home with me. I said, well, did you want to ride with me or I ride with you? He said, well, I don't have a car. Then what you asking me? What, you want to use my car? You know, I don't like everybody riding in my car, man. So some of y'all, y'all the taxi, but I don't like it. But anyway, I said, all right, I'll go with you. And I went home with him, man, and met his family, beautiful family, mother and father, two-story home in North Carolina. So it wasn't like he didn't come from a good home. And so when I got up, you know, I could smell some ham and fresh biscuits and corn syrup and eggs. So I got up and came downstairs. And so his mama said, you want something to eat? I said, sure. What you got? She said, man, she was burning it, man. Orange juice. I mean, she had it going on. Buttermilk biscuits melt in your mouth and not in your hands. That kind of food. I was like, wow, this is like a home away from home. And so I said, Freddie. But he didn't wake up. And maybe 40 minutes later, he came downstairs, you know, still in his underclothes, and just walked down and went straight to their refrigerator and pulled out a beer, popped it, and drunk it all the way down, like all the way down. And he was shaking until he drunk that beer. And that's when I realized, I said, whoa, there's a problem here. And his mama was used to it. I said, you drink in front of your mama like that? He said, man, that's what we do. That was in December. In January of that year, he got in an accident. I went to his funeral. I still remember. I remember how it smelled. I remember because I met his people. I only knew him from the base, but I went home with him. I drove him there. And I had to drive home alone. And it did something to me about drinking and driving. And why did he let me survive? So I can tell some of you that are casual with your life. Veterans go through issues, man. They go through issues and they need the love of Jesus. They need God's love lest they die. Same with police officers. But we're dealing with vets today. And he loves you. And he wants you to come home. And he wants you to see your life as valuable. And don't forget your family. Don't forget your little girl. Don't forget your sons. Don't forget your spouse. They got scars too. They were in the war too, though they weren't on the front row. They don't know where you are, what you're doing, and got to survive. You need to take responsibility and lead them to Jesus and make sure they're okay. Jeremiah 30 and 17, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. They're going to put it up on the screen. Declares the Lord of hosts. Woo. I will restore you and heal your wounds. Somebody's under the sound of my voice. You're leaking and hemorrhaging. Wounds from the past are reopened. But God said, I will heal your wounds. Glory, hallelujah. Not only that, I will restore you to mental health, physical health, psychological health, heart health, face health. You'll smile again. In Isaiah 38 and 16. Isaiah 38 and 16. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered much anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Ooh, Jesus. Sounds like a wounded vet or a wounded spouse to me. Isaiah 38 and 16, you will restore me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In the midst of me suffering, you bent me and you kept me seeking you. It was for my benefit. I learned to seek you by going through what I went through. And if you started seeking him when you're in anguish, you will not be perfected by not seeking him. That's the track he has you on. Keep on seeking him. In Psalm 41, verse 1 through 3, blessed are you those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in the time of trouble. For those that regard the weak, you defend the ones who are defenseless. That's really what the military is about. My job is to defend the ones that's cursing at me. My job is to defend the transvestite. My job is to defend the one that don't have my sexual orientation. My job is to make sure they get everything that the nations say they can have. It is not to judge. God is the judge. But our military people are supposed to make sure everybody behind them is protected. Black, white, rich, or poor. And for the Tuskegee Airmen, who even though they're black and they're pilots, they're not considered to be a part of the nature of the nation.
yet they do their job. And they defend the ones who hate them. Don't tell me you can't do it. You got the history right there for you. When you're in the military, you're not supposed to have discrimination. Whoever's behind you, whoever you're guarding, you make sure they're safe.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Let Us Honor Our Vets, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2311-0511. That's reference number 2311-0511.
Truth Reveal's Worship Arts Department is expanding, and we have a place for you. We want you on our team if you sing, play keys, drum, or lead bass guitar. Email worship@truthreveal.org for more information. Thanksgiving is a week away, and Truth Reveal wants to make this memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email ced@truthreveal.org for details. Join us as we tag up to God in prayer. Relentless will meet on Friday, November 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details to join virtually. Calling all Abishai-inspired men, mark your calendar for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Registration will open next Sunday, November 19th, and you can purchase your conference t-shirt and polo. Save the dates and schedule a reminder since you do not want to miss this experience.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.